Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alex 105.9.
Okay, Owen Wilson.
I'm Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson is paying $25,000 a month in child support to a daughter he's never met.
Holy cow.
Man, I wish that I'd never met my son's dad and got $25,000 a month.
I don't know how you do that.
Not engaged in your child's life.
Well, I mean, it's quite obvious that he knows it's his kid.
Right.
Okay? How do you not meet the kid? How do you not have some existence in that kid's life?
And
I don't get it.
And you should see the baby. No. The baby's so cute.
You don't have to get married. You don't have to be a part of her life, whatever. But come on.
And it's his former on and on again, off again girlfriend. So it's not like it's, some strange he had. And, He was in, like, Cabo and he's, like, got drunk. I was like, here's a chick.
Right.
No, he actually had a relationship with this woman.
Yeah.
It's so mean. Yeah, so her name is, I don't know what her name is. Varuni?
That's perfect. Sounds just like it. You nailed it.
Hold on.
Baroni.
How would you
say it? It's Owen and Baroni. Baroni. Look.
How would you say her name?
Oh, I see it. Baroni. V-A-R-U-N-I-E. Yeah. That's got to be Baroni.
Baroni. Hold on.
I've never heard that name.
I haven't either. Her name.
Look at her last name.
I couldn't even try it.
Von Visseritz. Baroni von Visseritz.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Schmidl has it for us.
No, he does?
Yeah. Hold on.
Varuni.
What is it?
Varuni.
We nailed it.
Varuni.
That's very good. Big applause around the room.
Right. $25,000 a month for Varuni and her baby. Hasn't even met the kid. And look at the little babies.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. There's more to it, though.
Okay.
Look at this. He also pays $70,000. He's already paid a big check to cover a night nurse.
Oh, that's nice.
Labor coach and legal fees.
Well, isn't that nice? How do I get that? I got nothing. But I'm fine. I paid all my own bills, BJ. Paid all my own nanny.
Oh my God.
I felt so bad this morning.
Why?
Because last night I had my son go with his dad because I knew we were going to be out late.
Yeah.
So I asked his dad to come and get him. And this morning, the ring goes off at like 4:30. And I was like, oh, I forgot to tell the nanny. Oh, my God.
She gets there and there's nobody to watch.
Yeah, nobody to take to school. So I texted her. I was like, I was in the bathroom getting ready. I was like, oh, my God. And I cussed a lot and I felt bad because she's really nice. And I was like, holy S, O, F, oh, my God.
Something tells me she's used to it.
You think?
Yeah. I'm just nothing against you, but something tells me this is not the first time. Okay.
Look, don't read them out loud. Don't read them out loud.
Friday. Oh, it was nice of her, though. It's all good. Don't worry.
I know, but look at my text, for F's sakes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna read yours.
No.
I know not to read the green.
Okay.
I only read the white. The green, you couldn't air this after 12 midnight.
No, I know. No. There's
that's
no
a safe harbor zone.
Yeah. Anyway, so I felt bad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, anyway, last night was fantastic. Thanks to the Hansons. They were amazing. They delivered last night. It was a fantastic venue. I love that venue, too.
I'd never been there.
I had never
been in the Ogden.
Really?
Great theater.
So great.
It's one of those classic old schools, everything. And the sound is really, really good.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, I've been up to the Fillmore several times, and it's pretty good, too.
Yep.
I think the Ogden might be better.
Yeah, it was just really intimate and great, and people loved them. And, you know, I was a little iffy because I was like, I don't really know a lot of their songs and stuff. But, man, they just delivered.
They did a good job because they did what they call, the tour is called the Wintry Mix.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of Christmas songs.
We were all singing.
And really good. They were really good.
I tried a White Claw for the first time.
Yeah, you did.
Woo! Did you like it?
I did. Yeah, Mango.
So Mango good. White Claw?
Yeah, it was really good.
Man, that stuff's flying off the shelves.
You got to try the black cherry.
I have to tell you, I didn't even taste the alcohol in it.
I know. That's why they're dangerous.
Yeah, I didn't buy one.
How many does it take to really get you rocking?
Yeah, two or three.
That's it?
Then you're feeling really good. Yo, they're tall, too.
Yeah, those were tall ones.
How much alcohol is in them?
5%.
Mm. What's a beer? Like a regular beer?
Like 5%,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's about the same.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're tasty. But man, they got a lot of calories in them, like 130.
It's not that bad.
I know, but I drink that Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
But now I've gone to Michelob Ultra Gold.
Ooh, the 84?
Yeah.
Isn't that like 84 calories?
Yeah, it was like nothing. But also they call it pea water because I guess it had less alcohol too. But it's organic. I have organic beer.
You can run a marathon after drinking one of those.
I know. I have organic beer. I know. But it's still, you know, whatever. It's like a near beer.
Yeah.
I know, but whatever. All right. Anyway, so thanks to everybody for coming out is what my point was. It was a fantastic show. And I'm so sorry to all of you that got towed because of BJ Harris.
Yeah. Yeah, I apologize. It wasn't not my intention, but it did turn out that way.
Yeah. Kind of feel like you should pay their, like, tow fees.
No. It wasn't my fault. It's just that the guy, well, never mind.
Go ahead and send your bills to the radio station.
I do feel bad for them. I tried to talk the guy out of it. I said, dude, don't worry about it. You know, I'll find a place to park. Help me out here. But no, he was on a power trip.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, we do this every day. Don't worry about it. He's like, geez, dude, you're ruining lives.
I know. He almost towed your son, too.
I know.
Yeah, it was crazy. All right. Let's see here. Taylor Swift is coming out with a new Christmas song. I don't know. I'm going to play more than just a hook this time. Tell me if you guys think, because BJ and I think that she's going after Mariah Carey. Not going after in a bad way, but because she's seen all this publicity with Mariah Carey, because everybody says that Mariah Carey is Christmas.
Yeah.
And that she's come out with this new song to kind of try to take over Christmas. Here is, it's called Christmas Tree Farm.
My winter nights are taken up by static stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. Is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just want to be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe.
Say, like, my favorite song is going to be My Heart is a Christmas Tree Farm.
I agree. Now, it's a good start because she'll probably have others that come along later. But the Mariah Carey thing, as you know, there's going to come a day, just like Mariah Carey, that Taylor Swift is not going to be that relevant anymore. She's not going to have hit records, so all that falls to the side. Look at Madonna. Look at everybody. Eventually, it happens. She's trying to establish something that will be played for years and years and years, a traditional Christmas song, just like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, and it's just hard to go, hey, why don't you play My Heart is a Christmas Tree Farm?
Yeah.
Because I keep wanting to say My Fart is a Christmas Tree Farm. I do. I'm not kidding because it has farm in it. And so for whatever reason, when I yell it out, like, hey, My Fart is a Christmas Tree Farm. I don't know.
And it's not hooky enough.
It's not.
It's not. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
put it on, enjoy the season, but I don't hear it years from now.
Santa baby. All right. What else do I have for you? Ellen had on Eddie Murphy, and Eddie Murphy, everybody's really excited. I hope he doesn't bomb, that he's going to host Saturday Night Live on December 21st. This is why he said he's doing so.
I kind of wanted to go back after they had the 40th anniversary thing a few years back. And when I went there and I saw everybody and I saw all the actors and actresses and the people and the crew, and I got this big burst of nostalgia, and I started feeling like, oh, I want to go back. And so I've been wanting to go back there since then.
It'll be interesting. That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, jeez. I'm telling you right now, there is a 0% chance that he'll bomb.
Zero.
He will be tremendous.
Tremendous.
Well, Eddie Murphy is just funny.
Just funny.
Isn't he, though? You sound like his brother.
I know.
What's his brother's name?
I forgot.
Charlie Murphy.
Yeah. Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
But Eddie Murphy will be brilliant.
Yeah.
He's like Chris Rock.
Always delivers.
Always.
Always delivers. All right. Also, we knew this would happen, but Wendy Williams has her take on Justin Timberlake and the whole thing that went down. Justin Timberlake got drunk, started feeling up his co-star, and then he was like, oh, Jessica Biel, I'm so sorry. I know that you're my wife and my son and everything, and I'm real, real sorry, and I had too much to drink, and I made bad choices. Here is what Wendy Williams is saying.
Here's the thing, Justin Timberlake. You know, and we do Hot Topics. That's our business. I forgot all about you and Jessica Biel and your co-star and the whole bit. You know, until now, you're publicly apologizing. It must be hell at home, honey. Okay? She probably grabbed him by the scruff of his neck and said, you better get out there and say something.
Wendy should know.
Exactly.
Hello. It's at least Justin Timberlake didn't get her pregnant and have a baby with her.
Oof. Wow.
Wendy?
Hit her between the eyes.
Well, I find that really hypocritical on her part.
No, I think she was living it, actually.
I think too.
She was saying, like, that's what I did. But she does have a good point, because didn't I say to you just 3 days ago off the air, didn't I say to you, wow, that Justin Timberlake story sure did go away?
Yeah.
Remember I told you that?
Yeah, it did.
And you're like, oh yeah, it really did. And then the next thing we know, he's talking about it.
He apologized.
Yeah, he apologized.
Yeah, that's how it came back.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I said, man, they're protecting him or something, because we haven't heard anything else about it. So I'm kind of with Wendy. Something happened at home where she's like, you better get up there. Because if you're a wife, I know that Lisa would not tolerate pictures of your hand in my inner thigh and me and you holding hands.
Yes, she would. Yeah. Yes, she would.
She'd totally be
She even told me before I came to work to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And take pictures, she said. Have Carson take some pictures.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think any wife on this planet, I know everybody's like, oh, she's forgiven him, whatever, but there's not a woman on this planet that isn't going to now have suspicions.
And there is a picture this morning, and this is quite interesting, too, because there's a picture of Justin Timberlake, and he's coming out of, it looks like maybe even, I don't know, workout place or something. But I think he knows he's getting his picture taken because he throws his hand up like this so that his ring is really prevalent. So you see, when you look at the picture, you see this huge gold band. It's like he went out and bought one special for this,
really?
Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge. It's like, oh, yay, paparazzi, how are you?
Here's my ring.
Oh, you noticed my hand?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's brand new, that gold.
Yeah, because if you remember, in the hand-holding incident, he doesn't have his ring on.
He doesn't have a ring on. Yeah. But there also saying that it was part of the script itself that he's single in the movie.
Well, yeah, but they went out for drinks later. He could have slipped that ring back on.
Right, but I'm just saying that was what their excuse was. But boy, look at the new picture. Boy, you see a ring. God, is it obvious.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Go look at the picture.
Oh, poor guy. You know he's getting hell at home. I don't care if you're Jessica Biel and you're a cool chick or whatever. You're still like,
oh, absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Man.
I think she does believe they didn't. You know, but I think that what he did was so inappropriate that he's caught hell for that.
Yeah. Somebody's texting that Charlie Murphy died.
Oh, I don't know.
He died a while ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he did? Well, that's a shame. Shoot.
He came in here once.
He did?
Yeah, he came in here. We interviewed him once.
About what?
He was doing a tour. He got on a comedy tour at one time.
Yeah, he's a comedian, or he was a comedian.
He was a comedian. He was doing a tour. He was at Comedy Works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame.
Charlie Murphy.
That's really...
Johnny.
Okay. And then finally, if you're wondering what the color this year is going to be, you know, you always pick a color. They always come out with the color of 2020 is classic blue. That's the color that's the go-to color this year. I guess, you know, last year everybody was doing their houses in the white and the gray and all that crap, remember?
Yeah.
Everybody has their house gray now. Do you have at least one wall that's gray right now?
Two or three.
Me too.
Yeah.
I did all that gray too. Did you guys do, well, sorry, Schmidl.
I do have a blue though.
You do.
So
have a blue?
I'm back being hip again.
All right, so I guess the gray is going to go out, and now it's called classic blue. The company says the color, which is a shade lighter than navy but darker than sky blue, is a timeless choice.
It's my favorite.
It is.
Yep.
The classic blue.
Classic blue is my favorite color.
All right, so it's the new color, and now get rid of your grays and go with blues. Great. I just painted. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.